We are in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Tes. We are up to Sif Hei, and that's what we'll be doing. Yardu Kshamin. Someone's in the sukkah and it starts raining. Hareza Nichnas L'Toch Habayis. He can go inside the house. Me'ema Saimut L'Fanos. At which point can you leave the sukkah? M'sheyerdu L'Toch HaSukkah Tipos. When drops are falling into the sukkah, Shem Yiplu L'Toch HaTavshil Yiposel. That if it falls into the food will no longer be appetizing. It won't be something that a person would want to eat. I feel a tavshil shall fool, even a very sensitive kind of tavshil. Similarly, if it is very, very hot, or there are mosquitoes, in a way that it's very difficult to eat there, the halach is that there also one is allowed to leave the sukkah. Remember if the food gets ruined, even if the person doesn't feel especially uncomfortable, but his food is ruined, there also we can leave. If it's very cold and the fatty foods are congealing, you're getting little islands of fat floating around in your bowl. So there also, that's not appetizing. You're allowed to go back in, unless there's an easy way. Mr. Burr brings up Bikurei Yaakov there. If there's an easy way of being metaken your food, such as for example, he says take another bowl with some hot water in it and put it under your food. So he says that that'll keep your food from solidifying. Anything that's not too difficult, you're supposed to try and do. And the halacha is that you don't have to come back until after you finish with your meal. So for example, let's say you're having soup and the soup is getting ruined. But the next course will not get ruined because of the cold. The halacha is that once you started eating indoors, you're allowed to continue eating indoors. Also, if it is very windy and little pieces are falling off the schach and falling into your food, if that bothers you, if you're the kind of person that gets bothered by that, then the halach is that you're allowed to come inside. Now, what happens if the way your sukkah is situated is that it's raining on a slant and half your sukkah is dry and half your sukkah is being rained on? The halacha is you should stay in the sukkah, and you can even make a bracha of leishah basukkah, unless you happen to be very, very finicky or an istinus. Says the Ramah, Hagah, v'afilu ein tavshil lefonav. The halacha is, even though you don't have a tavshil in front of you, but if you would, it would have gotten ruined, so you're already potter from the sukkah. Umi sheina baki b'zeh hashir. What if someone doesn't know exactly what the shir to that is? So im yeshayir b'zeh. Would you have left your house if this were going on in your house? If you would have left, then you're allowed to leave your sukkah. Now the Ramah says a chiddush, and Be'etzem this is a machlokas rishonim. The din of a mitzvah poter min asukkah we learn out of basukas teshvu, and the Gemara darshins teshvu. So the what does it mean teshvu? Like taduru, teshvu ke'ein taduru, the way you live in your house. So from there we learn that a mitzvah is poter. There's another limud for eating in the sukkah, and we said the kazayis of the first night we learned out of the hekesh to Pesach, chamisha aser was gzeira shava. So nalela seder, you're chayv in a kazayis matzah, even if you're mitzvah. So there are rishonim who learn that the same thing will go for sukkah on the first night. There's a chiyuv kazayis even if you are a mitzvah, and this is the sheet of the Ramah. V'chol zeh b'shar yomim olele shel sukkis av a laila rishona tzorach lechol kazayis b'sukkah afim g'shamim yordim because of the din tezvav. You should make kiddush in the sukkah, so your shechiyanu should work on the sukkah. Now, this already is not so pashit. The Ramah is paskening the ones that learned that the mechayev on the first night of sukkah is tezvav. Many rishonim say not like that. Lamaisa, the poskim say you cannot make a bracha leishiv basukkah if it's raining on you the first night of sukkah, because we don't take the Ramah as ikar adin. However, the Ramah says that you should make kiddush in the sukkah so that you'll be able to make a shechiyanu on the sukkah. So the poskim are choshish for this, that you should make kiddush in the sukkah. The only problem is that you'll have a suffix if you should say leishiv basukkah or not. So what they say to do is wait until Chatzos. By Chatzos, what can you do? After Chatzos already, there's no mitzvah of Tezvav, Tezvav. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that one, he brings down that one does not have to wait that long. First of all, stam, if a person is hungry, sees a mitzvah. So the man of Shach. If mitzvah is potter, he's potter misuk anyway. If a mitzvah is chayev, then he belongs there anyway. So la halacha, if you're very hungry and it's getting late, the halacha is you can eat a kazayas nesuk and then come into the house and eat. The Sharetzion says even more than that. He says that if you happen to have a poor guest and he hasn't eaten and he's very hungry, you are over on Bal Ta'acher, where you're not giving him tzedakah at the right time. Now, this inyan of Bal Ta'acher, the Mishnah Berurah says, why are you over Bal Ta'acher? Because the Ani doesn't have to be machmer for all the days. So it's known, a lot of Achronim argue with the Mishnah Berurah, and they claim that he's not Jewish. I mean, he also has to be machmer. Now, what happens if... Now, what happens if somebody ate at home, and then it stopped because it was raining, and then it stopped raining? So he should go back into the sukkah, and he should make a leisha basukkah. However, here he would have to eat a kabeitza, because according to those who hold that the reason why you have to eat a kazayas is only when you were chayiv. So since you were putter, you ate your kazayas in the house, and that's good enough. The ones that hold that you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah all the time, they would hold that you weren't yotze yet. So what you would have to do then is make a leishev. Misafik, we say safik brachas lohakal. This is all the first night. On the second night already, there is no such halacha, and one should rely on the shechiyanu of yesterday and not have to make a new shechiyanu on the sukkah.